This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. I believe it is episode 602. I'm actually driving home from my mother-in-law's house. She fell down a couple of weeks ago and cracked her knee. She is 89? I should know this, but I don't. Anyway, so obviously that was, and it was right before we went on vacation. But her son, my brother-in-law, actually came up and stayed with her while we were on vacation in Florida because everything was booked and we were ready to go, so that all worked out fine. And she is recovering. It's just slow. And she is a going type person. She likes to be going all the time. And this is, it's a little discouraging for her. But, you know, it'll be okay. We've ordered a ramp for the house. And they've ordered a wheelchair with an elevated leg on it. And we're putting the stuff in at the house. And we're going to move her out with us because she still lives by herself and does very well. At least she did up until the point that she cracked her knee. And it seems like maybe I've mentioned this on the podcast, but everything sort of blurs together after a while. So we are going to move her out with us for the duration of her getting healed up. And so that'll be fine. That'll be fine. It is that time of life. And we keep telling her, Nana, that's why we're here. This is what we're here for, Nana. She's going, I know. But so it will be fine. So that's going. First week back after vacation, obviously, is always kind of a little adjustment, but I was able to get some good stuff done this week, got it under control, and we're moving forward. I had a little excitement the last couple of days. We were closing the month all the way around for both cash receipts and the missions organizations and all that sort of thing, and that all went pretty well. It wasn't wasn't quite as smooth as it normally goes, but that's okay. We got through. I didn't have anything I needed to get through, but we got through all of it and got everything taken care of and yada yada, which is good because it's all supposed to be done by the 10th, and it's going to be, it looks like, done by the 10th, and so all is well. The writing is going fine. You know, I think I'm on schedule. Well, no, I'm one word. I am one word under. Oh, maybe I'm not. I missed my goal last night by one word. I finally just gave it up. And when I put in my words, I went, I missed my one. But I had already shut everything down, so I didn't want to stay. It's whatever. So anyways, but I think I was a few words over anyways. So that's all well. Tomorrow is National Costume Swap Day. So I've got the stuff pretty much together for that. I have a little, one little piece I've got to take care of. But I'll do that tonight at some point. So all is well. All is well. It's been a good year. Despite all the craziness and the increasing craziness. Oh, man. Goodness. So, on the topic of the craziness of this year, and on the topic of how to live your life and how not to live your life, I came across this article, and I read this article, and I thought, yep. And I thought, you know, given everything that we're going through right now, there's a whole lot of really, really good advice in this column. And so I thought I would just go over this because we all need reminders. Okay, so the name of the article is 10 things incredibly likable people never, ever do, and why you love them for it. So these are just really simple, but they are to the point, and I think this article is excellent. Now, of course, how you gain the strength to do all of these things? That's a question for later in the podcast. But if you can do these things, this will work. I'm telling you right now, this will work. So, one, they don't blame. The article says, friends make mistakes. Employees don't meet your expectations. Vendors don't deliver on time. So you blame them for your problems. But you're also to the blame. Also to blame.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes. Okay? We all make mistakes. Nothing is gained by pointing your finger and blaming someone else. Nothing is gained. All you do is create a wedge. So nothing is gained by that. Which is really amazing, because one of the ways that you could characterize this entire year, practically this entire year, not only from the election, but from the protests and all that kind of stuff, is the blame game. Everybody's blaming everybody for everything. But incredibly likable people do not blame. And there's another word for incredibly likable people, which I suspect is true, and we'll talk about that at the end. They don't blame. They don't control. The article says, yeah, you're the boss. Yeah, you're the titan of industry. Yeah, you're the small tail that wags a huge dog. Still, the only thing you really control is you. If you find yourself trying hard to control other people, you've decided that you, your goals, your dreams, or even just your opinions are more important than theirs. Wow, does this sound familiar? Name calling. You have to do this, blah, 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 blah. That kind of characterizes this year as well. It's not beneficial. Number three, they don't try to impress. No one likes you for your clothes, your car, your possessions, your title, or your accomplishments. Those are all things. People may like your things, but that doesn't mean they like you. Okay, sure, superficially they may seem to, but superficial is also insubstantial. And a relationship that is not based on substance is not a real relationship. Absolutely true. That is absolutely true. The author goes on to say, genuine relationships make you happier, and you'll form genuine relationships only when you stop trying to impress and start trying to just be yourself. Okay, that's good. That's good. Number four, they don't cling. Okay, when you're afraid or insecure, you hold on tightly to what you know, even if you know it isn't particularly good for you. An absence of fear or insecurity isn't happiness. It's just an absence of fear or insecurity. Even if you don't succeed in earning what you want, the act of trying alone will make you feel better about yourself. Okay, so, I mean, you can hold on. You can hold on to what you think will make you happier. Or you can let it go and try to earn what you want. Letting go so you can reach for, I don't know what that sentence says. Okay, hang on, let me back up here. I haven't had anything to eat for 45 hours. Holding on to what you think you need won't make you happier. Letting go so you can reach for and try to earn what you want will. Okay? They don't interrupt. Number five. interrupting isn't just rude. When you interrupt someone, what you're really saying is, I'm not listening to you so I can understand what you're saying. I'm listening to you so I can decide what I want to say. Oh, man. Politics. Politics. Does this sound like politics? Want people to like you? Listen to what they say. Focus on what they say. Ask questions to make sure you understand what they say. Okay. Number 6. They don't whine. As the guy says in the article, don't talk about what's wrong. Talk about how you'll make things better. Even if that conversation is only with yourself. Okay? And do the same with your friends and colleagues. Don't just be the shoulder they cry on. Friends don't let friends whine. Friends help friends make their lives better. Amen to that. 7. Truly likable people don't criticize. As he says in the article, yeah, you're more educated. Yeah, you're more experienced. Yeah, you've been around more blocks and climbed more mountains and slayed more dragons. That doesn't make you smarter or better or more insightful. That just makes you unique, matchless, and one of a kind. But in the end, it's just you, just like everybody else. Everyone is different. Okay? Appreciate the differences instead of the shortcomings, and you'll see people and yourself in a better light. They don't preach. That's 9. When you speak with finality more than foundation, people may hear you, but they don't listen. 8. 9. They don't live in the past. As the guy says in the article, the past is valuable. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from the mistakes of others. Then just let it go. Okay? As I have said, you cannot change the past, and you cannot influence the future. All you have, and you cannot predict the future, all you have is this moment to influence where you're going to go. All you have is these little tenths of a seconds that just keep going ding, 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 and moving forward. That's when you can make a choice. That's when you can make a difference. But as soon as you make that choice and there are consequences that flow out from it, don't sit around, oh, why did I make that choice? Oh, why did I make that choice? Okay, it's done. It happened. Figure out where you're going from here. 10, they don't let fear hold them back. He says we're all afraid of what might or might not happen, of what we can't change, of what we won't be able to do, or how other people might perceive us. I'll get to that in a minute. So it's easier to hesitate, to wait for the right moment, to decide we need to think a little longer, or do more research, or explore a few more alternatives. Meanwhile, days, weeks, months, and even years pass us by, and so do our dreams. Don't let your fears hold you back. Whether you've been planning, whatever you've been planning, whatever you've been imagining, whatever you've dreamed of, get started today. And he concludes by saying, today is the most precious asset you own, and is one thing you should truly, and is the one thing you should truly fear, is wasting. Okay. That's true. But I think it's more than just today is the most precious asset you own. In fact, every tenth of a second as it moves forward through the day is the most precious asset that you own. And you need to do your absolute best to make each moment worthwhile. Each moment. When there's something that you need to do, and you decide this is what you're going to do, give it your attention. Give it your focus. Don't be afraid. All that stuff is really good. It's really, really good. What's interesting to me is that all of that stuff, for me, boils down to something simple. One moment, I'm getting my mail. All of that stuff boils down to spirit versus flesh. If you're caught up in the flesh is constantly going to be trying to make you fear, trying to get you to blame others for where you are, trying to get you to criticize others, trying to get you to be in the past and say, oh, you should have done this, you should have done that, trying to make you so afraid you won't do something, try to make you whine, try to get you to preach at others, try to tell you that if you hold on to stuff, that's the only way you're going to keep it. All of these things that this guy talks about in this article all have to do with manifestations of the flesh. But the manifestations of the spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness. I don't know the rest of them. They're all fruit of the Spirit. And they're all good. And they are the thing, really. In terms of this article, I don't think you should make it a goal to try to make yourself the most likable person ever, because that goal is sort of self-referential. What you're saying is, I want people to like me, so I'm going to do these things. Because I really don't think you can get it accomplished that way. Because it's going to take so much energy for you to do that, that I don't think you can sustain that. But if you look beneath the surface of what is here in this article, what we're talking about in this article is really an abundant life. Because if you can free yourself from criticizing others, if you can free yourself from blaming others or trying to control others or trying to impress others or clinging to others or trying always interrupting people, if you can free yourself from whining and preaching at other people, you can free yourself from living in the past, free yourself from being confined by fear. If you can free yourself from all those things, life is good. And in fact, I would say that life is abundant. Now then, this is something certainly you could try to tackle by yourself. But I've found it's a whole lot easier if you tackle it with Jesus. If you just listen, move forward with Jesus. Because Jesus can help us with all of these things. And he sent his Holy Spirit to live within us and speak to us and whisper to us and guide us and help us to recognize the right voice to listen to, the right voice to follow. And one of the cool side benefits of all that is if you follow that voice, you will find that people will enjoy being around you because you're kind and gentle and loving. And there's just not enough of that in the world right now. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.